35 to the 37, and he's finally brought down at the New Lothrop 23-yard line. A huge run for the junior play caller.
Absolutely a fantastic football play and call by the coaching staff here off that timeout. That timeout was crucial to them, but it pays big dividends as Matt Mychek, they all stuffed the middle. They assumed Jonathan Brandle, and when you have a hot running back like that, the best thing you can do is use him as a decoy sometimes. Matt Mychek does the right thing and gets around the right side and goes quickly for that 2 yards, breaks a tackle, and now we find the Bearcats putting a good drive together.
It's a handoff to Brandle going through the left gap. He gets across the 20-yard line down to the 18-yard line, and suddenly Ubley moving the ball with ease whoever and wherever it may be on the field. Brought down by number 71. That would be Indelkofer for New Lothrop. 15 seconds left, and Ubley will let this clock wind down to 0 seconds, and we are through three quarters, and it's still a one-possession ball game. After three quarters in the regional championship, it's New Lothrop 13, the Ubley Bearcats 6, but knocking on the door for the second time today. You're listening to the WLEW Sports Network.
It's Black Friday all month at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25. Get a brand new 2016 Chevrolet Silverado 3500 HD regular cab long box four-wheel drive work truck. Just $36,114 after savings of $42,11. A brand new 2016 Chevrolet Silverado 1500 double cab standard box four-wheel drive LT. Just $40,960 after savings of $3,500. Tax, title, and license extras. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details. And red hot Black Friday savings all month at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick, M25, and Sebring. Get your new Chevrolet and find new roads.
We have played three quarters, and it's still a 13-6 ball game. New Lothrop on top by 7 points. But the Ubley Bearcats suddenly at New Lothrop's 18-yard line facing a second down and 5 to go. Other area games going on. Frankenmuth leads Ithaca 21-14 after a 92-yard run to take that lead. Pawama Westphalia still with 10 points. Traverse City St. Francis at 14. The winner of this ball game in front of us goes on to take either PW or TC St. Francis.
Traverse City St. Francis 14, Pawama Westphalia 10. That game is now starting the fourth quarter right now.
Mychek under center off the left hash. Now right to left across your radio with the wind at their back. It's a handoff to Keller real quick up the middle, and he gets all the way down to the 15-yard line for a 3-yard gain. And now Ubley's going to have to convert on yet another third down. 2 to go, brought down by Tommy Harold.
Nathan Keller right through the middle. Had very few carries in this game, but that's a big one there as they get 3 yards and they give the Hornets yet another running back to think about who might get the ball here. Coach Kaufman not afraid to give it to any one of them. Mychek gets the big first down on the last drive. Don't be surprised. They go right back to Jonathan Brandle here on 3rd and 2.
Same formation as we've seen all day and all season. Hand off to Brandle. Trying to push that pile forward. Forward progress has him down to the 13-yard line. This should have him with the first down, but we have a slight injury as Brandle comes up a little bit limping on that left leg. He seems to be okay and wants to stay in the ball game. And Dave Kaufman is going to have him sit, and actually he's going to stay in that ball game.
He's fine.
He's good. Don't even look over here. 1st and 10 for the Bearcats at the New Lothrop 14-yard line. Actually, 13-yard line.
That's just another great run as that run helps Jonathan Brandle go over the century mark in this game.
Brandle now with 19 carries, 107 yards, and the lone score for the Bearcats. T formation for Mychek. Three-man backfield. And he's going to keep it for himself around the right side. New Lothrop's trying to bring him down, and he's finally scrambles all the way to the 10-yard line. He could have been brought down behind the line of scrimmage, but does a great second effort and finally brought down by Luke Krupp out of the linebacking core after a 3-yard gain. 2nd down, 7 to go, 10:40 left in regulation.
Did he take the third quarter off? I haven't heard of Vic Krupp in quite a while. But this is not a good situation for the Bearcats. Coach Kaufman has to call a timeout as his quarterback comes off the field injured. That's the second timeout used by the Bearcats. Those are valuable things to have in your back pocket. But they got to give Mychek an extra second here to shake off that arm injury. And that's the throwing arm, too.
He seems to be okay. He's walking around, just maybe been a little bit of a stinger. 10:32 left in the fourth quarter. It's New Lothrop 13, Ubley 6. Ubley's lone score came way back in the first half with 4:56 before the half is over. Ubley's current drive is now over 6.5 minutes. This started with 5:05 left in the third quarter. 10:32 left in the fourth quarter now. They started their own 16-yard line. They are at New Lothrop's 10-yard line. Not a bad drive in the works.
No, but it definitely needs a first down here. They need to find a way to put points on the board. Casey Sweeney now grabbing a football. He's taking a few snaps and loosening up just in case. But, Clark, I don't see any way, shape, or form Matt Mychek will come out of this football game.
I don't think so.
I don't know him personally, but I can tell you this. If it were me in that situation, there's no way that I'm getting taken out of this game. If I can handle the snaps and not hurt my team in any way, shape, or form. But I got to believe he's going to stay in this game.
He does, as his parents are sitting actually directly in front of us here in a great turnout from both sides. Second down, 7 to go from the 10-yard line of New Lothrop, trying to score and take the lead.
Gregory Keller in the game, which means Jonathan Brandel slides to the middle of that wing T offense.
And it's a handoff up the middle to Brandel, pushing that pile down to about the 6-yard line. We'll see where the final spot is. Regardless, he is short of the first down marker. It springs up a third down and manageable, but it's still a 3 yards to go. Brought down by the linebacker Krupp again for the Hornets. Third down and 3 for the Bearcats at the 5.
You are right, it is third down and 3, Clark, but this is what the wing T offense is made of. This is what they do. They get you 2, 3, and 4 yards a crack. Just got to make sure you hold your blocks and get it to the right guy. Now, Brandel is offset to the right side as a tight end. Rosenthal and Keller in the backfield.
And it's a handoff to Derek Brown, and he busts out to about the 3-yard line. He should have the first down marker, as it may appear that he is down to the 2-yard line. Derek Brown, of course, a 1,000-plus yard rusher 4 years in a row now, as the officials are going to be wanting to measure this one officially. The ball is at the 3-yard line, as Tommy Harrell brought down Derek Brown.
Now, looks like the first down marker is at about the 3.5-yard line, so
they're going to run these ones on the sticks onto the field. It's a little odd for us today. We are on the opposite side of where the officials do anything. We are on the secondary booth on the away bench. So this is on the far side of your radio.
We wouldn't have it any other way, Clark.
No, absolutely.
We're behind the Bearcat crowd here. They've been fantastic all game long.
And he is short by that much,
wow.
About 3-4 inches.
And what you were meaning to say is we have a terrible angle and we really can't tell.
That's correct.
Because I thought he had a first down for sure.
I thought he had it by about a half of a yard.
I thought he did too, but that spot, is that right at the 3-yard line?
Yes, it is.
We did say it was at, you know, it was at the half-yard line, the 2.5-yard line to be specific. But there's no doubt about it. This is go time.
Fourth down in less than a yard to go, less than a foot to go.
Got
Matt
Brown.
Mychek under center. Nathan Keller is back in the ballgame. That's number 37. And we may have had some movement, but it's handoff to Brandel. And he looks, I think he had that one. He's down to the 2-yard line. New Lothrop claims they have it, but this more than this has to be. And they're singling. Move the chains. First down for Ubley.
They're not even measuring. I don't know what New Lothrop was celebrating, but that was a pretty clear one full yard there by the Bearcats. That's a first down.
Hemisberg brings him down at the 2-yard line on Brandel on yet another reception. Or on another carry. 9:18 left in the fourth quarter. First and goal from the 2-yard line.
That's a big yard. A reset of downs. Now the Bearcats must capitalize on this drive.
And off to Derek Brown. He's in. Touchdown, Ubley. Derek Brown with the second score for the Ubley Bearcats comes in the fourth quarter with 9:06 remaining. It is Ubley with 12, Hornets with 13.
Wow, what a play there. Derek Brown We've been waiting to hear his name this entire game. It's been the Jonathan Brandel show, and Matt Mychek has been the one that's been taking the heat off of him. But Derek Brown, the senior, the leader on this team for the last 4 years, 1,000-yard back all 4 years at Ed Ubley, he finds a way to get in the end zone senior year in the region.